Cliff, in this milieu of desperation, I mean, this is not hypertension or something. This is a serious problem. Not just Antonio's case, any woman with metastatic breast cancer. What does progression-free survival mean, not having to switch a therapy longer? It's getting more and more difficult to document survival benefits. We think they're there, but it's hard to find them. A lot of times, like in the E2100 study, that's what we have in front of us. Putting aside the science, what about the practical benefit?
We've had a lot of discussion in our community over this issue for the last few months, indeed because of E2100, which has the largest difference in PFS, I think, reported in any study, and yet fails to document a statistically significant overall survival advantage. And it really speaks to why we're treating stage 4 breast cancer. If the goal is to prolong survival, then PFS is obviously not a particularly good surrogate, and therefore it's relatively meaningless. However, I hasten to add, I think many clinicians have the subjective impression that quality of life is better when the intervals between the delivery of bad news, your cancer is growing, are longer. And even if drug A and then drug B gets you the same overall PFS result as drug A, B together, some clinicians would argue that going 10 months instead of 5 and 5 is better from a quality of life point of view.
Well, doesn't that depend on the side effects and toxicity?
Absolutely.
In this situation, how do you judge it in terms of how much are you introducing in terms of risk and toxicity versus, if you believe it, the 5 or 6 months progression?
The problem is sort of what Hai says. In the end, none of it is that great. And this is a very unscientific view of it because I think scientifically it may be less important than we've made it out to be. But I do think that subjectively quality of life for everybody involved, the patient and the whole healthcare team, is better when the PFS is longer.